Morning, Chevra. Shtickle late. Yesterday, I realized I stopped mamish right before we hit the two dots, which was a rookie mistake from a veteran. Anyway, so we're on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Yesterday, we were discussing if you only said one bracha, which bracha did you say? And we tried to say it must. So we based on brachos ma'akvos zu et zu, that the bracha does not ein ma'akvos zu et zu, does not hold the other one back. Okay, and therefore we wanted to suggest that it must be Yotzer Or, because if it was Ahava Rabba, perhaps it was just because we had not reached the Zman yet for Yotzer Or. Okay, so that's the Gemara says, we're now on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, fourth line. And if you don't say these things explicitly from the words of Reish Lakish, just we infer it. They said Avaraba v'chimat zman yotzer or, but when they got to the time of the sun coming out, they would say yotzer or. Havi amrilu umay brachas emak v'zu v'zu. And what does it mean when they say that the brachas don't hold each other back? Says the Gemara, say their brachos. The order of the brachos, meaning you can't say Avaraba and then yotzer or. Okay, we put that sugya to bed. Two dots. Vayter and Shas and Poskim. One of the things that they said in the morning was they would also say the Aseres Hadibros in the Beis HaMikdash. Fascinating. We don't have that in our Nesachat Tefillah. We're going to see why in a moment. If you weren't here yesterday, please make sure to listen on yutorah.org. It will be loaded at 8:01. Rav Yehuda says, V'karin Aseres HaDibros, they would say Aseres HaDibros, and then the three parashios of Shema, Vayam Shemoa, Vayomer, then they would say Emetz Yotziv, the Avoda, Ritzei, Pirkas Kohanim. Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Af Begvulin, even in other places outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Bikshu Likros, they also wanted to say the Heliga Aseres HaDibros, Cain, they would also do that, Ela Shekvar Bitlum, but they nullified that tradition of saying the Aseres HaDibros, and the Chachamim didn't allow it. Why? Mipnei Taromas Haminim, because of the complaints, literally, of the people who weren't so Oiskehalten, who the people who didn't, who weren't such Maminim, right? What would the Amara to say? They say, oh, keep the Aseres HaDibros, and Shoin Gunot finished. That's no good, right? You don't want to put primacy on anything over everything. Tanya Namihachi, we learned in a brace as well, Nasan Rebbe Gvulin, Bikshu Likros Kain, in the Gvulin, namely outside of the Beis HaMikdash area, they also wanted to say the Aseres HaDibros, Be'emtz, say the Abrachos, El Shekvar Bitlum, but rather they nullified it, Mipnei Taromas Haminin, because of the complaints of the Minim, of the people who were the Amayorites. Rabbi Ravchana Savar LeMikvu, he also wanted to establish, Rabbi Ravchana wanted to establish, to say the Aseres HaDibros Be'ir Surah, in the town of Surah. Amar Le'Rav Chista, says Rav Chista, Kfar Bitlum Mimdei Taromas Haminim. We already got rid of this tradition because of the Taromas Haminim, because the people, the Amayorites, they're going to say that this is the only thing that matters. Amemar Savar LeMikvu Ben Hardei, Amemar wanted to establish it in Hardei, Amar Le'Rav Ashik, no. Kfar Bitlum Mimdei Taromas Haminim. We already got rid of that. Because of the Taromas Haminim. Whenever you see Ravashi in a sugya, know that we're coming to the thrilling conclusion of a sugya. Okay? It's always important. When you see Ravashi, why? Because Ravina Ravashi are the guys who put it together. So the guy who put it together has to be the last one. It says the Gemara, U'b'Shabbos Mosifim Bracha Achas L'Mishmar Yotzei. We said in the Mishnah yesterday, they add on one bracha, Mosif Shabbos, for the Mishmar who left. Mishmar is not when you stay after Thursday. Mishmar is not necessarily when you're in jail, although it can mean that. But here the Mishmar is, and some people say that's what Thursday night Mishmar is, it's jail. Anyway, but what Mishmar is the group of Kohanim who worked that week, and they used to change every Shabbos. So there was the comings and goings on Shabbos. So my bracha achas, what was this additional bracha? Amrav Chalba, Mishmar Yosei, Omer, the Mishmar who was leaving would say, L'Mishmar Nicholas, so the Mishmar that's entering, Mishi Shachin, as Shmo B'Vai says, whoever, Shachin, the word Shechina, whoever resided, his name in this house, Hu Yashkin Beinechem, Ahava, V'Achva, V'Shalom, V'Reyus. He should also let the Shechina reside in this place, love, brotherhood, peace, and friendship. Sounds like a shul, you know, like one of the Ahava V'Yachva V'Shalom V'Reyes. Anyway, it's not just Sheva Brachas Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina resides in a place in which there is love. Okay, we learned in the Mishnah that Makam She'amar L'harich, in a place where you are supposed to extend the bracha, you don't have the right to shrink the bracha. And in a place where you shrink the bracha, you don't have the right to ma'arich the bracha. So now the Gemara is going to talk about, in general, it's going to talk about what if you, in the beginning of the bracha, thought to say bracha A, but you're supposed to say bracha B, or vice versa. Let's review. Wine. What bracha do you make on wine? You all know this. Bar Priyagaf and Givaldik. What bracha do you make on beer? Shakel. You shouldn't know that. But if you were 21 and you wanted to have a beer, you'd make a shakel. Okay. So let's go into the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Pshita, it's obvious. You're holding a cup of wine in your hand. Vikasavar de shikru, but you thought it wasn't wine, but you thought it was beer. Okay? Upasach, and you open your mouth, you say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Umivarech Elkenu Melech Olam, Adaita de shikru. And you made a bracha on thinking it was beer. Okay? Vesiyim b'dechamra, but when you concluded, you said, Borei Priyagafen. So after Melech Olam, you made the switch. So Pasach, you thought to say on beer, but you concluded on wine. Says the Gemara, the psak is yotza. You fulfilled your obligation. The inami, because if also im amar shak only abidvaro yotza. Because if you made a shahakol on wine, even though bori priyagafen's the bracha, taka shahakol would work. Dotsan we learned in the Mishnah al kulam on all things im amar shak only abidvaro yotza. If you say the bracha of shak only abidvaro for anything, yotza, yotza, you are yotza sign. Ella, what about the reverse? Let's say you're holding a nice can of Budweiser, right? Biyadeh. And you're holding in your hand, v'kasavar dechamru, but you forgot it was Budweiser. You thought it was wine. Okay? Clearly you had a little bit too much Budweiser. But you couldn't because you didn't make a bracha yet. So you didn't have any Budweiser yet. So whatever it is. Okay. Says the Gemara, Pasach, you opened up to start the bracha ubarech. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Adaita Dechamra. Stikni was wine. But then you realize you're holding Budweiser. Uvisayim b'deshichu, you concluded, Shakol niyeh b'dvro. Mai, what's the halacha? Baser ikar bracha, Azlina. Do we go after the primary part of the bracha? You say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. And you were off, and therefore it's no good. Oh, or Baser Chasima Azlinan, do we go after the signature of the bracha, which was correct, because there, instead of saying Bari Pri Agafen, you did in fact say Shakol Nyeh Bidvaro. Okay? Remember, the Yisod is, the reason why we're asking on this, is because Shakol works for everything, but Bari Pri Agafen, you can't make on beer. So this is why the question is here. You opened up thinking you were going to say Bari Pri Agafen, but at the end you switched it out to Shakol. So is the Shakol good? Or is it going to the first part, which is Bari Paragafen, and it's no good? Toshma, come and hear. Come and hear, let's see the case. What's the case? The case of our Mishnah. Shachris, in the morning, Pesach b'yotzer, or you begin, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, yotzer, on condition of saying yotzer or. Visayim, and instead of saying yotzer or in the morning, b'ma'ariv aravim. Wow. Lo yotza, no good. Why? Because the conclusion of the bracha was off base. But pasuk b'mariv aravim, you said baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, thinking you were going to say mariv aravim, you were spacing out in the morning. That's never happened to anybody here. And then you looked in the sitter and you realized, whoops, it's the morning. V'sayim b'yotzer or, and you conclude with yotzer or, says the Gemara yotza, your yotze. Okay, that's case number one, and that's one A and one B. Case number two. Arvis, it's now the nighttime. Pasuk b'mariv aravim. You started off good with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, saying you're going to say mariv aravim. But you concluded the CMB Yotzer or, but you concluded with Yotzer or, says the Gemara, lo Yotzer, no good. Now case 2B. Still mariv. But pasuk b'yotzer or, you thought to say Yotzer or, but instead of concluding Yotzer or, like you shouldn't. V'siyim b'mariv aravim. You concluded with mariv aravim like you should, says the Gemara, Yotzer. Now, we finished 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B. Comes the Gemara's thesis. Klolo Sheldover! The conclusion of the general rule of the Zach is, Hakol Holech Acher Achosim. Everything goes after the signature. We don't care what you were thinking by Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, but rather we care about what comes out of your mouth after that. That's why by Shachris, even though you started off wrong, if you said Yotzer Or, you're Gevaldik, and by Mariv, Same thing, if you start with a Baruch Hashem, we'll keep on thinking about Yotze Or, but you conclude a matter of Aravim, you Gevaldik. Otherwise, you messed up. Oh, so what do we see from here? As long as you conclude when you're drinking the beer, even though you start off Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, thinking it was wine, if you corrected yourself by Shehakol Nieh Bidvaro to drink the Budweiser, you're Gevaldik. Says the Gemara, Shiny Hasum, the case that we just mentioned about the davening, about the opening of the brachas and the closing of the brachas by Shachris and Maariv is different. Shani Hasan Dikamar Baruch Yotzer HaMaoros. Really, the psicha, the machshava is incorrect, right? But that doesn't help. Even if you seal it correctly, when the Brisa says that you yotzei is because you're concluding with Yotzer HaMaoros, that the world has been created for the luminaries. Now, because of this chasima, what? What's that? Correct, the luminaries, right? Now, because of this chasima, you fulfill your obligation, because this is unique. Because this chasima has the Torah bracha in and of itself. Meaning, when I make a buri priya gafen, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam, I'm thinking of shakel, then I switch to buri priya gafen, so there's no new Baruch atah Hashem. But here, in this particular nusach, you're making an additional Baruch Atah. So since you're making an additional Baruch Atah at the end, that's why we go by the Chasima in that particular case. But in our case, we wouldn't necessarily say the Baruch. Okay, now the Gemara is going to ask on this Dechia of the Raya. Remember, we now have a Raya, a proof. We schlugged it up by saying that case is different because there's additional Baruch Atah Asher. Says the Gemara, Ha Nichal Rav, this whole schlug up of the Raya works out nicely according to Rav. Amar Kol Bracha Sheim Baskar Sheim Ain't a Bracha, because he says if you don't mention God's name, that's not considered a Bracha. Therefore, we learn out that the Ikar Bracha is when you say God's name. Shapir El Rav Yochanan, but according to Rav Yochanan, Amar Kol Bracha Sheim Ba Malchus Ain't a Bracha. But according to him, it's not enough to say Baruch Atah Hashem, but you have to say Elokeinu Melech Olam, Ma'ika L'Meimer. What are you supposed to say? So what at the end you say Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Ma'oros? You don't say Melech Olam. And what will be the critical component of each individual bracha? By saying Melech Olam. So here, what's the Dechia of the Raya? Again, let's review, because this is a little bit complicated. Let's review quickly. When the Gemara says, oh, you see, you can't make a sushtel between the two. You have the bracha of beer versus wine versus our bracha of Yotzer Or switching over to Yotzer Ma'oros. So the Gemara says they're not comparable. Why aren't they comparable? Because Yotzer Ma'oros has Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. Right? Says him, that only works if you say the critical part of the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem. But what if you say the critical part of the bracha is Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam? What's the shlug up of the Raya? Who cares if you say Baruch Atah Hashem at the end? Still, the fact that we go after the chasima by the case of Shachris in the morning, we should also go after the conclusion, the chasima, by the case of switching over to Shahakol Niebidvar. Kela says the Gemara the following, which we learned yesterday, since Rav Ula says that the whole idea of saying Yotzer Or mit Nechoshech v'choshech v'nei Or, k'dei lahazkir midas yom b'laylo midas layla b'yom, is in order to mention the characteristics of night by day and the characteristics of day by night to show that there's only one Ribbono Shel Olam. Kikama brachu malchus, when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, by Shachris to say Maariv Aravim, or by Maariv to say Yotzer Or, Meikara Atravayu Kamar. Initially, you're saying it on both. You're saying it on both night and day. So the whole notion of the Shachris brachas are very different than the brach of Shahakol versus Bori Pira Gafen. Because in the morning, when I utter the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, even though I'm going intention to saying Yotzer Or at night, still I have in mind Maariv Aravim, because by day I mention night and day, and by night I also mention night and day. So don't bring a raya from our Mishnah over to the case of Shahakol switching to Bori Paragafen. Okay, Toshma. Now the Gemara is going to bring an additional raya to understand the suffix that we asked earlier about the bracha that we make on beer. Remember, I started off thinking it was wine and I switched over to Budweiser. Toshma mi seifa. We want to bring a raya from the seifa. Now it's very interesting. Remember, klolo shel dover. At the end of the whole Yotze Or, they said klolo shel dover. The general rule was hakol alechacharasachosu. Everything goes after the signature. Why does the brisa have to tell me klolo shel dover? The general rule of the zach says the Gemara klolo shel dover in quotes.
Lasuye mai, what is that coming to include?
Lav lasuye ha de amr, is it not coming to include the case that we mentioned? Namely, that you started off saying Bori Piragafen, but at the end you switched into gears of Shakol Neyeh Bidvaro. So you see from the Klal Shodavar that what? That it would be Yotzei, as long as you include the Shakol Neyeh Bidvaro. Says the Gemara, push aside the Raya. Lo, that's not true. Lasuye, the case of Nahama de Tmamer, of the dates and of the bread. What's the bracha achrona we make on bread? We bench. What about Nahama? Do we bench on dates? No. So what if I... What? Oh, we make an alamichya of sorts, right? So what's going on here? So says the Gemara, watch this. Hey Chidam, what's the case? Let's say you ate bread, but you thought you ate dates. Says the Gemara, Vipasach, and you started with the Bracha Chron. He said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Adaita Desamre, thinking you ate dates. Visayim ben Nahama, but then you shifted gears into full-fledged benching. Hainu Bayin, that's exactly our Shaila. That your Machshava was opening up the Bracha, it was messed up. And we don't know the answer. Says the Gemara, lo, tzricha, what's the case that the Gemara wanted to tell us that we go after the chisum? Kigon de achol tamrei, you ate dates, v'kasavr de achol, and you thought you ate bread. Happened to be this Shabbos. I thought somebody delivered a motzi to us. I opened it up with my lecha mishnah. It turns out it was chocolate babka. Delicious, but it's not lecha mishnah. Anyway, so kigon de achol tamrei, you ate dates, v'kasavr de achol, and you thought you ate bread. Upasik bin Nahama, you started your bracha achrona thinking you were saying, Hazan es olam kulo, visayim bin tamri. But when you concluded, but after you said the words melech olam, you remembered it was dates, and then you said vial eitz al priyetz. Says the Gemara, yotza. This is the klal shel davar. You are in fact yotze. Why? Da'afilu siyim bin Nahama. Because even if you conclude with bread, nami yotza, you would also be yotze. It's a very interesting halacha. Right, if you bench on dates, it would be yotze. My timer, what's the reason? Because what's the halacha? V'achalta v'zavata v'erachta. Disamrei, nami mezen zayne. Dates also have a way of sustaining you. They also must be you. So therefore, your machshava in your opening bracha to bench is not necessarily off the charts. It's not off the quote-unquote derech, or as my kids say, off the D. And therefore, you would be yotze zayne if you started off by thinking you were going to bench and then you shifted gears into the Alei, the Alpriyats. What about our Iker Shaila about whether or not you started doing A and then you switched into B? The Gemara does not resolve that particular Shaila. Okay, we'll stop over here and we will continue with Mirtz Hashem to Thursday. Okay. Hope everybody's Mochel me for not explaining the Gemara properly. Hope everybody has an amazing Yom Kippur. It's the greatest day of the year, Yom Simcha. The Gemara in Taina says there's no greater day of Simcha than the day of Yom Kippur. Have an amazing day.